Now, as usual, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I've had a number of patients come in to ask me about memory, and some of my patients have older parents that might be suffering from dementia. And they've been asking me, are there any naturopathic solutions for that? So when we think of dementia, it's really a group of medical conditions, and it's characterized by a deterioration of cognitive function. And there's really a number of different forms of dementia. You know, we've all heard of Alzheimer's disease, but there's also something called vascular dementia. There's Lewy body dementia. There's frontotemporal dementia. These are all different forms of dementia, and they can affect different parts, and there can be different factors associated with these different types of dementia. And, you know, when we think of memory loss or dementia, you know, there's different stages. There's the early stage where maybe people are forgetting some events, they're exhibiting poor judgment, they're taking longer time to grasp ideas. When we get to the middle stage where, you know, people might notice that it's becoming more repetitive, have difficulty communicating, for example, and of course, the late stages, we see difficulty walking and even losing the ability to speak and understand. So when we think of causes and risks, and things that we need to consider, of course, our family history and genetic susceptibility, even vitamin D deficiency, and I always test all my patients for vitamin D because that's an important nutrient or hormone, if you will, for many different aspects in our lives. Environmental factors, pesticides, increased aluminum, for example, people that are either exposed to aluminum early on or throughout their life, obesity, and even certain medications can have a contributing factor. So when we think of diet, studies on the Mediterranean diet, something called the DASH diet, has suggested that some patterns in eating can really help reduce the risk of dementia. So we really want to focus on cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. We really want to eat in moderation, lean meats, eggs, fermented dairy, and we can have some red wine, but in moderation, and really limit our red meat and really limit those processed foods, frozen entrees, fast foods, and sugar. And lifestyle changes have been shown to be beneficial to reduce the risk of dementia, include regular exercise, really getting enough sleep. 7 or 8 hours of sleep per night is really important. Lifelong learning, making sure that we're learning all the time and learning new things. And even regular sauna bathing has been found to be protective, as well as quitting smoking. Unfortunately, we have a sauna in our clinic. We're not able to use it right now because of COVID, but certainly I have a number of patients before COVID that were using it, and hopefully after COVID, we can start using it again. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more about some of the diet and lifestyle suggestions, they can give me a call at my clinic at 905-707-2001.
So if you're forgetting where your keys are, then you can definitely address the problem and maybe increase your memory by speaking to Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Unfortunately, I'm just remembering some joke, but I can't remember all of it. And it was, if you don't remember where your keys are, it's okay. But when you don't remember what the keys are for, it's a problem. So Dr. Betty can help you address your memory and address it naturally and perhaps avoid dementia or forestall it. All you have to do is call 905-707-2001. If you have a problem, you can get to the root of it with the help of Dr. Betty Rosendahl and address it naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. It's good to know those facts about dementia and that we can fight it in some ways naturally.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.